Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Angie Britton, and she is the Assistant Director for the Red Oak Chamber of Commerce. And good morning to you, Angie.
Good morning, Levon. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And I want you to add the rest of the title in there because it's the Red Oak Chamber of Commerce and...
It's the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association.
Industry Association. Yes. So you have a lot of things to do. Well, you know, this is a good time of the year for people to go out and see and do a lot of things. And so I thought we should catch up with what's happening in Red Oak for the holiday season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So this weekend coming up, you have some special things planned?
We do. You know, this is such a busy time, and we're really excited about our holiday events. Some of the first things that we have, Friday, actually, we have what's known as our Business After Hours event, and we hold these monthly, but they're especially fun during the holiday season. This will be held on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's going to be hosted by Boutique Apparel, which is a new clothing store that we have here in downtown Red Oak. And what's really fun about this is the owner of Boutique is actually the owner of a new restaurant that opened next door to Boutique, and that's called Sauced Kitchen and Cocktails.
It's a very energetic person.
She is. She has a lot of energy. But she's opened two fantastic businesses here, and so she has trendy clothing and the classic at the same time, and then her restaurant is phenomenal Italian food. So this business after hours will be held from 5 to 7 p.m., and so while she'll be giving away some great items and deals at Boutique, she's also going to be providing the food and drinks from Sauced, so we can take part in both events or both businesses there.
So is that open to anybody, or do you have to be a chamber member?
No, that's open to the public. Yeah, it's really a great kind of highlight for both businesses. So
we're
excited to welcome everybody in the community to
And that's right on the square?
It is on the square. It is on the south side of the square, both businesses, and they're next door to each other there.
Okay, easy to find.
Yeah.
When you say on the square, it's easy to find.
It is.
Yes.
Easy to find.
So that sounds like fun.
It's a great, great event. And then the next morning, actually, we've got quite a few events on Saturday, the 19th. So starting with at 8 a.m., here at the association office, which is actually on the other side of the square, the north side of the square, Walnut Creek Acres, which is a great food service caterer business here in town, they're going to be hosting their holiday open house here at our office. And they have everything from baked goods to soup mixes to dip mixes. Everything is homemade, and they're kits that you can make those things at home as well. And so as you're entertaining, you might need a new dip mix, you know, or something. And so why not get that locally here? So they're going to be having an open house showcasing those items and selling those items. So
get to do a little tasting?
You do. They always have phenomenal samples. So, yes, we love their samples. So you will get to try some of those items before you buy them. So, and then after that, Santa Claus, he's a busy guy this time of
year.
Yes, he is. We are lucky to be able to have him at two businesses on Saturday. From 10 until noon, Santa will be at Boutique, the same clothing store that held the business after hours on Friday. And then he's also going to be at Orchland's Farm and Home from 1 to 3 on Saturday. So if you miss him at one place, you can definitely catch him at another and definitely bring the kids so that they can see Santa. And then also that same day, the Montgomery County History Center is hosting their holiday open house at the History Center. And what's great about this is not only will they have refreshments, but they have a beautiful tour of trees at the History Center. So not only do you get great Montgomery County history, but they have trees that have been sponsored by different organizations and businesses in town that have decorated these trees. They have over 38 trees on display. And that's a record.
Oh, good. So
will that be
open other times in addition to this weekend?
Yeah. So their open house runs from 11 to 3, but then during their normal business hours, which is usually about 9 to 5. I'm not sure of the exact hours, but most days you can go in there and you can see those actually through the month of January. So they will be on display. And in addition to those trees, they've put together a beautiful holiday village display that is just great for the kids and for the young at heart as well. It's just beautiful, beautiful. So those are some of the events on Saturday. It's just a very exciting time around here.
It is.
It's busy. And then also, if you're looking for some food and music, Saturday evening from 5 p.m., the Red Oak High School and Middle School is hosting their holiday musical extravaganza and dinner. And that's a time where you will hear holiday music from the middle school band and choir, as well as the high school band and choir, and a dinner is served as well. And that's at 5 p.m. at the high school.
Do you know if you need to pre-register for that, or you can buy tickets at the door?
I would imagine you can buy tickets at the door. Okay. But if you do need some more information and to check on those tickets, you could definitely call the school superintendent's office, and that's 623-6600.
I'm guessing the school probably has a website, too.
They do.
Most schools do.
That is
yes.
Red Oak Schools. Let me actually look that up while I'm here with you.
And
it's redoakschooldistrict.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have a website
for the
chamber.
Yes, and ours is a very easy one to remember. It's www.redoakiowa.com.
Okay.
All spelled out, and our calendar of events is on that website.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
A good way to keep up with things.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, one of the things, and you may have some other events you want to talk about, but one of the things that I think about Red Oak, and because I did live there for a couple of years, are all those beautiful, big homes. And I'm guessing if you drive around that at least some of them are beautifully decorated.
They are. They are stunning, and we do. We love our historic homes here, and they are. They just, each owner just truly just takes pride in making them beautiful, classic, and just stunning at this time of year. They are any season, so we invite
yes.
you to, whether you in the summertime want to take a walk on our historical tour, or in the wintertime drive around and see the Christmas decorations. They are beautiful.
So if we wanted to know about the tour, you know, some of the best places to go, do you at the Chamber have a map, or is that at
Absolutely.
The Historical Society? Or
Absolutely. Yes, yes to all.
Okay.
I know that we definitely have maps down here at the chamber, and we'd be happy to give those to you and kind of walk you through the tour, as well as I assume the History Center does,
yes.
the Wilson Performing Arts Center does, the Red Coach Inn does. So we do. We try to promote that as much as possible.
So it's just fun, I think, to kind of compare, not necessarily to make one better than the other, but just see that towns do kind of have their own personalities depending on, I think, who settled it, when it was settled, what kind of business, you know, if the railroad went through or didn't, you know, it all affects the personality of a town.
It's true. It's so very true. Yes. And on that note, one thing when we talk about what makes us unique and to talk about the changes, we have actually gone through some facade changes down with our downtown square, and so I invite anybody to come down and take a look at our square, because we have gone through some changes of really restoring the buildings on our square to what they once looked like, and, you know, taking down some of those facades from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and really restoring the community back to the historic roots that it has. And we're really excited about it. It's a beautiful time down here.
You bet. And I know that's all decorated also.
It's
and then,
beautiful.
Of course, the courthouse in the center and the park
yes.
and all that. So
yes.
It's a good time to visit Red Oak, but anytime. And it might be something if you have company, you know, you want to go visit different towns, that would be one to take a look at. And then you mentioned the Wilson Performing Arts Center that serves all of Southwest Iowa, but located in Red Oak.
That's right. That's right. The Wilson is a phenomenal arts center that is not only for entertainment, but as well as education. We have a lot of dance classes and music classes for all age groups that occur there. But we have wonderful shows, and their season is located at, I'm pulling up their website as we speak as well. They have just a wonderful array of shows that for any type of music or theater that you're looking for. Their website is wilsonartscenter.org.
Okay.
And you can see their full calendar there.
Okay. So, Angie, if we want to stop by the chamber office, you said it's on the north side of the square.
It is. Our address is 307 East Reed Street.
And your hours?
We are here Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, so stop by and get all kinds of information. And meet Angie, right?
Yes. we have a great staff. Elaine Carlson is our admin assistant, and she's welcoming you with a smile. And we love Elaine here, and then myself, and then Paul Griffin is our executive director.
Okay, so we want to thank you very much, Angie Britton, who is with the Red Oak Chamber of Commerce, and thank you for your time and your invitation to Red Oak.
Thank you so much.
Until next time, here's a thought. Remember, if Christmas isn't found in your heart, you won't find it under the tree.